You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. This year, Border Patrol has apprehended over 800,000 people and counting at the Mexican border. Most of these immigrants are from Central America, and many of them identify as indigenous. Ethnic Maya from Guatemala and other countries are escaping gang-related violence, prejudice against indigenous people, and food insecurity at home. They're building new communities right here in the Bay Area, and they're bringing new languages and belief systems with them. KALW's Teresa Katsarilis met with one spiritual leader in this community. Pascual Yashon is Caxical, a Maya ethnic group from the Guatemalan highlands. He's a caseworker for San Francisco's homeless outreach team. And in his off hours, he uses traditional Mayan practices to help community members navigate difficult decisions in their lives.
Pascual Yashon lives in a quiet house near the bay in San Pablo, where he takes care of chickens and bees in his spare time. You'll probably hear the wind chimes on his front porch throughout this interview. On a sunny afternoon on his day off, a woman shows up at his home with her young son. Do you have some time now, or should I come back later? She asks. Yashon tells her he has an opening in about 45 minutes.
Ella es una persona que vino en una ceremonia en estos días y...
She attended a ceremony a few days ago and would like to speak with me, Yashon explains. Yashon is better known as Tat Pascual. Tat means father in several Mayan languages. He's a spiritual leader, or ajij, and he has been traveling between Guatemala and the Bay Area for almost 20 years. In 2001, Maya in the Bay Area requested that he visit them.
Las personas que vienen del área Maya son los que me han invitado para...
They invited me here, Tat Pascual says, to be a guide and teacher to them. Today, he lives in the Bay Area full-time. There are just so many families from different Maya ethnic groups here, people who are mam, quiche, or cachiquel.
Persona que pierde su cultura es persona que se desconecta totalmente de su madre.
A person who loses their culture is like someone disconnected from their mother, Tat Pascual says. It's an impoverishment. If we lose our grandparents' teachings, we will be orphans, completely lost. Outsiders sometimes call leaders like Tat Pascual medicine men or spiritual guides, but neither of those terms are really correct. Tat Pascual is an ajij, and in the Mayan language quiche, that means something specific.
Aj es el hacer. Y ij es como el sol o los días.
Aj means to do, and ij means the sun or the days, he explains. So ajij literally translates to something like calendar keeper or the keeper of time. The ancient Maya were accomplished astronomers, and their calendar system involves several different calendars, one of which is sacred. Tat Pascual says that being a calendar keeper involves something philosophical.
Lo que tiene relación con la vida humana para medir la vida humana.
That thing that's integral to human life, that measures human life, that guides, sustains, informs, and balances human life, that is something we experience as time, Tat Pascual says. You and I and all people have always lived within that great energy, the force that sustains the days.
Los nahuales, o sea, la fuerza. El que sostiene
it's
los
an element
días.
Like any other, Tat Pascual says, as basic as water, earth, air, fire.
Es el tiempo. Necesitamos del tiempo.
We all need time, he says. I'm almost 60 years old. I need to center myself. There are things I need to do in my mind, in my life.
Cuando no hay aire,
if we run out of air, we die in a few minutes. If we run out of time, that, of course, is the same.
Igual el tiempo.
As an ajij, Tat Pascual's job is to use Maya philosophy and the sacred calendar to guide people through their lives. The sacred calendar is composed of 20 days, or nahuales, and Tat Pascual says being born on a certain day can influence certain aspects of your character or personality.
Cuando alguien dice, estoy enfermo, necesito esto.
If someone tells me I'm sick or I need to fix a situation in my life, we need to look at the big picture of their lives, says Tat Pascual. A lot of the time, the answer is inside them. If this is reminding you of astrology right now, it's a lot more complicated than that. There's a lot about a consultation with Tapascual that can feel more like counseling, for instance. Our lives can get tangled, and the K'iche Maya term for the sacred calendar, Cholok Ich, roughly translates to an untangling. When Tapascual works with someone, they're looking at Nahuala symbols that help us grapple with or conceptualize what's happening around us. Tapascual also facilitates traditional fire ceremonies in parks throughout the Bay Area, which can help people center themselves and reconnect to their ancestors or Nahuales. I went to one of these ceremonies with Tapascual. It was private, and I was asked not to record. This is audio from a very similar ceremony held in Guatemala. The ceremony is called Nueve Bats. Nueve Bats is the day of the woman, Tapascual explains. At the ceremony I went to, he and the other men in attendance watched respectfully as a group of women facilitated the ritual. We walked in a circle around a fire and made offerings to it. Sugar, tobacco, in some cases unpopped popcorn. There always needs to be an offering, Tapascual says, to the Nahuales, to the great energies that are here with us. Maybe incense, flowers, or candles. Our ancestors understood the value of life and how to pay for it.
Yo siempre digo, nuestros abuelos entendieron en grande la vida.
Tapascual learned about traditional spiritual beliefs from his grandparents. He remembers going to ceremonies when he was 9 or 10, but at the time they were held secretly in the mountains.
Y a escondidas, porque que no nos vieran la iglesia.
They didn't want people from the church to see us, he says. Maya traditional beliefs have survived hundreds of years of persecution, or, as Tapascual puts it, three separate holocausts.
El primer holocausto fue cuando llegaron los castellanos.
The first holocaust was committed by the Spanish as they colonized the Americas, he says. They eliminated our leaders, our women and children, and they also burned our books.
Los exterminaron.
It took the Spanish a little under 2 centuries to fully defeat the Maya, and the destruction of Maya literature was actually official policy under some Spanish bishops in the Americas. They saw Maya cosmology as a threat to Catholicism. According to Tapascual, the second Holocaust occurred during the formation of independent nation states in the Americas. Thousands of indigenous lives were lost in the ensuing wars. The third Holocaust, that would be Guatemala's civil war, which started in the 1960s and devolved into a genocide against Native peoples.
250,000 Guatemalans died or disappeared.
The military killed entire communities, he says, and they killed spiritual leaders like the Ajij, or calendar keepers, first. They were the ones who kept the spiritual teachings. Many Maya don't practice traditionally anymore, and thousands of Maya have been forced out of their home countries.
Por no tener la respuesta a sus necesidades primarias.
They've immigrated elsewhere because the government in Guatemala and other countries are not providing them with basic necessities like healthcare, education, or even basic safety. Villages have been abandoned by the government, Tapascual says.
Son comunidades, son pueblos. Abandonadas por el sistema de gobierno.
As their community settles in new countries, Tapascual and other Ajij have followed them. He knows Ajij in Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, and throughout the United States. And like him, they're helping their people preserve their culture, one ceremony at a time. In San Pablo, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas for Cross Currents.
Teresa Cotsarillas is KELW's immigration reporter. You can find her stories online at KELW.org.